This is KMX Kaleidoscope, the changing, colorful pattern of the news. A nightly half hour devoted to the Southland scene in depth, the pulse beat of Southern California. Bob Ferris reporting.
Do you ever plan to be George Fisher gourmet restaurants all over the world, or do you...
No, that I can tell you definitely. Remember, Bob, that we have been in radio, you and I, a long time. I've been in 25 years, and I didn't start when I was 10. So I moved into this restaurant affair when I was 50. And I fully expect at the age of 60 to have a couple of sons out here doing this. And if they wish to expand, they're welcome. I just want this to go for them and for our families. And if we're lucky, we will do that. We're not out of the woods yet. This is a tough town. But we're well on our way to going somewhere, I really believe.
A familiar voice on KNX and CBS Radio for more than a decade. George Fisher, Hollywood columnist. Now, George Fisher, chef and owner of the Potted Pigeon Restaurant on Santa Monica Boulevard. And therein lies an amazing story, the story of a man in middle life who suddenly, in storybook fashion, switched his entire life from feeding the hunger of the Hollywood stars for publicity and the corresponding urge of radio and TV audiences for Hollywood doings to feeding the inner man of both classes of people, not merely as an entrepreneur, but as a working chef who personally cooks everything served to potted pigeonaires. Last night was an average night at the Pigeon. This reporter dropped in and met the famed actor Jimmy Dunn working with relish on a steak. I asked when Jimmy first met Fisher.
1932. He was a commentator in radio, and George and I just happened to hit it off right away, one of those things. Although he's a hard man to keep at the house, I've kept him there quite a number of times, you know.
When did you first discover that his hobby was wrestling vegetables up and meats?
Well, Bob, I'll tell you, we went to his house one night, and he had a rack of lamb that it was barbecuing indoors. It was sort of a little porch screened in. And he had it going pretty well, and all of a sudden we turned around, and the house was full of smoke. Now, that's the first time I had anything to do with George's cooking, but it was just great.
What is your favorite dish that George cooks?
Well, I like the... I like most anything that George cooks. I ate a whole turkey on him one time, just about, Christmas, and I love the curry. I'm more or less in favor of the curry. I like the curry best.
At another table, an actress, Mrs. Craig Elwood, better known as Gloria Henry, the television mother of Dennis the Menace. How did she first know about the Fisher switch from commentating to cooking?
I had been reading a little publicity in some of the columns about the fact that George had opened this restaurant and that it was all gourmet food, but I never suspected that George did much of the cooking. I thought, well, fine, he's an entrepreneur and he's opened a restaurant. And I came here, my husband and I came here with some friends one night, and the food was simply marvelous. And I found out that these were pet recipes he's been collecting through the years that he enjoys doing himself. And now, I think this... Oh, we really have had quite a night for Dropsy. this is one of our favorite restaurants in town. We come here as often as we can.
What are some of your favorite recipes of George's? I remember down at the beach, he used to be very, very good with the bouillabaisse and anything that had to do with seafood. But what do you like that George cooks?
Well, I like his potted pigeon. That's one of the old standbys. And there was another dish he hasn't had on the menu recently. It was either chicken Tahitian or chicken Hawaiian, but it was served in a pineapple shell. Oh, that was marvelous. And I love all of his curries. In fact, I'm having lobster curry tonight. He does them beautifully. Oh, and another one is the Mexican steak dinner called carne asada. That's really an experience.
It wasn't hard to recognize Francis X. Bushman, veteran leading man of the silent screen nearby.
Well, I'm 79 years old, and I'm proud of it. I have no other alternative. If I wasn't 79, I'd be dead. And I've been in show business 66 years, so all the grandmothers and the great-grandmothers know me. In fact, one little old grandmother in Cleveland said to me, "You know, Francis, I remember you when I was a little bitsy girl." And she was 91 years old, so that...
Very, very good. Through the years, Mr. Bushman, as you went along, have you become what you would consider a gourmet?
A gourmet? Good heavens, I eat everything, and I love to eat. And I was telling the folks over there that I've been to more than 70 countries in their cities and their towns, and I ate what they ate. And sanitation wasn't at its best in some of those countries in the Far East and the Middle East, I assure you. And Africa, too, you know. What you could get was they didn't have any great varieties, and it wasn't cooked any too good. But I ate it, and I never was poisoned. Never had any trouble.
More of Kaleidoscope after this message. Laguna Niguel, where the air is clear and the sky is blue. It's summertime at Laguna Niguel. Why don't you drive down and see for yourself the lovely homes and the view home sites overlooking the blue sea and the distant mountain ranges. Very soon now, the green fairways of the private El Niguel Country Club golf course will be open for play. You can inspect award-winning modern homes. Plan to move in now to enjoy living values unmatched in California. Homes start at $46,500. View sites ready to build from $12,500. Visit Laguna Niguel tomorrow, just south of Laguna on Pacific Coast Highway. For information, call Madison 85158. Madison 85158. Laguna Niguel. Ruth Fisher, George's wife, and the maitre d' at the Potted Pigeon led me to the table of the real-life Barney Ruditsky, after whose service with the New York Police Department the television series Asphalt Jungle was fashioned. Why did Ruditsky move to Los Angeles from New York 21 years ago?
I kind of wanted a vacation after 21 years in the police department. From 1920 to 1941, during those roaring 20s, I thought I had enough, and I wanted to just be with my family and get away from it all and come out.
You were known as perhaps one of the, you'll pardon the expression, the roughest cops that ever was in the business. How did you operate?
Well, of course, in those days, we were combating the creatures in that asphalt jungle. New York was a jungle, and thank God we had the authority of the city fathers and the police commissioner and the powers that be to go out and use the same tactics that the gangster did. Give him what he was giving out to other people, and that's the only thing they feared. They weren't afraid of the courts, weren't afraid of the judges or jail, but they feared that licking that the gangster squad would hand out. And that's the way we eliminated a lot of them.
Dr. Emmanuel Camorra is one of the best-known dentists in the world, responsible for reconstructing the mouths of scores of women who were subjected to brutalities in one of Hitler's medical experimentation camps. He also, the doctor, is a potted pigeon aficionado.
George invited me over to his house one day for one of his favorite dishes, Irish lamb stew. And he invited me over about 3 in the afternoon, and about 6 o'clock I was starved. And here he was cooking this tremendous cauldron of chicken, and he was throwing everything but the kitchen sink in it. And the aroma was so delicious that I was just ready to tear it apart. Well, all of a sudden at 7 o'clock, he strains off the liquid, and he leaves this huge plate of chicken parts, legs and wings and necks, and it looked delicious. So I walked over while George's back was turned, and I scooped up a plateful, and I put some salt and pepper on it, and I sat down, and I started to eat. And George came over in a few minutes, and he looked at me, and he said, "We throw that out."
Did he mean it?
He meant it. He was boiling the sauce for the Irish lamb stew, you see, and I thought this was this was the meal.
This reporter repaired to the kitchen of the Potted Pigeon, where George Fisher was engaged in a labor of love, cooking a rack of lamb. I asked my old Malibu neighbor how he ever made the big change.
It's a very simple story, Bob, and I think you will realize it. When Hollywood reporting finished, and I think as such on radio and TV, there are no studios to speak of, the star system is gone, and everybody's TV, and you have to identify them too hard. And I had to look forward to tapering off on the air or doing announcing, and I was never a real newscaster like you or the people I love and respect. So I said to myself, well, a studio will take me for 10 years, and I can loaf. But I'm not a loafer. I love to work. And it was a hobby for so many years. I can, now that I'm in it, I look back to how much I cooked before. So I make a living enjoying myself. And don't think I didn't enjoy myself as a Hollywood commentator. I did. But this is so much more creative and love of affection of food. To make myself clear, I might make a better living.
No, I know you make a better living because it's obvious from this crowd that you've got in here and the caliber of people that you have in here.
Well, those people, they're all my friends. You mustn't believe them too much.
More of Kaleidoscope in a moment.
American savings known throughout the nation for making dollars multiply with earnings extra high since 1920. We serve the keeping abreast of growth in the West for those who invest. American savings has earned its reputation for making your dollars work and earn high pay the American way. 4.75% per year. Put your savings in high gear at American Savings and Loan Association.
Your money is safe at American Savings. Accounts insured by an agency of the U.S. government. Resources over $345 million, one of America's oldest and largest. Transfer your account to American. Earn high interest with insured safety.
Put your savings in high gear. There's an American office near American Savings and Loan. American Savings and Loan Association.
Kaleidoscope is concerned this evening with the amazing story of the commentator who turned chef. Actor Jimmy Dunn admitted that his eyebrows went up slightly when he found out George Fisher was really a working chef.
I was a little bit surprised when he opened a restaurant because I didn't think that George would, I think he was more the nervous type and wouldn't stick with it too long. But he's made a big success out of it, and I think his sauces and his food just out of the world.
What are you doing now, Jimmy?
Well, I'm sitting on the beach mostly right now. I'm doing television. I've done, I think the last thing I did was Follow the Sun at Fox. And for about 3 months, things have been slow, and I don't know what I'm going to do next.
You're not worrying too much about it, right?
Well, no. After all the years, the business has been very good to me. I'm not going to worry anymore.
What are you going to have here tonight, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to leave it up to the chef. I really mean it. I'd like to be surprised.
That's usually what they do around here. It's a rather amazing outfit, actually. What do you think has led to the success of this? Is it the idea that you're sort of intimate in here, that you can sit down, kind of let down your hair, you think?
Well, I think the intimacy of the place is great, for one, but I think it's George's personality that makes the place. You know, you go someplace, of course the food first. You have to have the good food, but if there's nothing to back it up, it's coal or something like that, you go once and maybe you go back again because the steak is good. But you don't make it an everyday thing. And I'd like to make it an everyday thing if I could get away from the beach. That's how I feel about it.
Gloria Henry, Dennis the Menace's TV mother, tried to describe the atmosphere at the Potted Pigeon.
Well, there's an overall feeling of intimate charm and of friendliness that is in between formal and informal. Certainly it's informal. You can be yourself, you can have an easy time. It's a small place, but it doesn't have a small feeling. But there's an elegance to it that takes it out of the totally informal class. There are no checkered tablecloths on the table with a little drippy candle. This is all quite elegant on a small, lovely, quiet scale, and the food is good, and of course it's such fun to see George and have him come sit down and chat with you.
You think we've made people hungry tonight?
I hope so. I've made myself absolutely ravishingly hungry.
I feel the same way, but so I'll see you in about 5 minutes at dinner, right?
Good. Over a good lobster curry.
This reporter put the direct question to 79-year-old actor Francis X. Bushman, a man who appears to be in his 50s, What dish do you like best at the Pigeon?
It's like I have a dozen pretty girls. Which one you like best? Oh, I like them all. You know, that reminds me, in Scotland, I went in this place where they had big barrels, you know, that high of scotch, about 50 different brands. So I leaned over to the bartender and I said, which is the best scotch? And he looked furtively up and down the bar and he leaned over and he said, mysteriously said, they're all the best. So that's the way it is with me. They're all the best, you know.
That's the way it is with George's restaurant here. Have you ever eaten his bouillabaisse?
Yes, I have. And George has never served me anything but delicious meals here. By the way, what is the number of this place here? I tried to tell some friends the number, street number of the Potted Pigeon.
We'll have to call Mrs. Fisher over. What is the number here?
10,000, isn't it something?
10323 Santa Monica Boulevard.
10323 Santa Monica Boulevard.
In the New England Village.
In the New England Village.
In the New England Village, and it's called the Potted Pigeon. And don't let that potted pigeon frighten you away, because the food is delicious here. It's continental food. It's food that everybody loves.
More of Kaleidoscope in 1 minute.
Delta Airlines presents the Sportsman Quartet.
It's definite Delta's a way to fly. It's definite Delta's the best. For southern traditions of comfort, try Delta, the airline that's home on high. With Delta, you'll feel like a guest. Yes, it's definite Delta's the best.
Right you are, sportsman, linking Los Angeles to the Orlando-Cape Canaveral area. That's Delta Airlines jet, the Missile Express. Delta offers through jet service all the way to Orlando-Cape Canaveral with your choice of deluxe first class or the money-saving jet tourist service. For jets to Orlando, Cape Canaveral, also to Dallas, New Orleans, to Birmingham, and Atlanta, call Delta Airlines or see your travel agent. And remember,
wherever you're headed, relax as you know. On Delta, it's fun just to let yourself go. It's definite Delta, it's definite Delta, it's definite Delta's the best. It's definite Delta, it's definite Delta, it's definite Delta's the best.
Kaleidoscope is concerned this evening with the amazing story of the Hollywood commentator who turned chef. George Fisher admits he took lessons in professional cooking from Ken Hansen, head chef at Scandia, even while he was still commentating on Hollywood. He mentioned some of his specialties.
I have a game hen, Cornish game hen, and a Madeira sauce with a mushroom cap filled with puree of chestnut. Madeira sauce is a lovely sauce. I have steak and kidney pie, which I have regularly. It's adapted from Rules of London, a very famous English restaurant over there. Serve it with Stilton cheese. And I have, I have a Dover sole in a Vino Blanc, which is a white supreme sauce after the sole has been poached in a court bouillon. And if you ever want any of my recipes and you ever feel like going in, come and work in my kitchen for a while and open up, and you got all my recipes. We're too small to take care of people.
Former New York policeman Barney Roditsky, the scourge of the underworld in the Roaring Twenties, now is a real gourmet.
Everything I've eaten here, everything, his specialties, everything he has here are great. I don't know what is bad here. Everything I've eaten is good. I like the service, I like the place, the atmosphere, everything about it, and so have my friends. Any of my friends that come in from out of town, I send them here, and they've all enjoyed it very much.
How about the rack of lamb? Do you like that?
Yes, very much. Lamb is one of my favorites, and I like that very much, very much, the way George prepares it.
You like the fish the way he prepares it?
I like everything. His fish. I'm quite a fish eater, and I like everything George does. Of course, I don't know whether the public knows, but George does the cooking, and he's a darn good cook.
When did you first know that George's hobby was cooking?
I found out when I saw him sneaking into the back of the Scandia, and I wondered what he was doing back there in the kitchen, and I found out it was his hobby, cooking, but he was learning the commercial way of cooking, but he still keeps it sort of family style here.
So you were doing some police work. You find out what he was doing back in the kitchen, huh?
Kind of checking up on him.
More of Kaleidoscope after this message. Who would be your choice as the outstanding living American of our day? In connection with KNX Radio's special 4th of July rally from MacArthur Park, we're asking listeners to vote on the person you consider to be the outstanding living American. your vote will automatically make you eligible for one of the 14 transistor radios, plus a grand prize of an automobile air conditioning unit, completely installed. To enter this contest, just print or type your choice for the outstanding living American of our day on the back of a postcard. Then below, put the name of the program on which you heard the contest. In this case, of course, you're listening to Kaleidoscope. Then at the bottom of the postcard, print or type your own name and address. Between Monday, June 11th, through midnight, Sunday, June 24th, 1962, a postcard will be drawn each day from those mailed in. The winner will receive a transistor radio. At the end of the 14-day contest period, all cards will be put into a container from which two cards will be drawn. Both winners will receive the grand prize, a completely installed auto air conditioning unit for the family car or car of your choice. However, the car selected must be an American-made model. Your postcard should be sent to July 4th, KNX Radio, Columbia Square, Hollywood 28. That's July 4th, KNX Radio, Columbia Square, Hollywood 28. Help choose the outstanding living American of our day. CBS employees and members of their families are not eligible for any of the prizes which will be awarded. George Fisher admits that a big majority of the people who drop in at the Potted Pigeon have no idea the chef is the former commentator.
2/3 of the people do not know that I was ever on the air, and sometimes they'll say, by the way, your voice is familiar. But they don't come in, 2/3 of them, because of George Fisher, commentator. I think it has been more word of mouth. The few people who discovered it were rather fascinated by possibly snob appeal since we're small, possibly because we are more than medium priced. We're a little higher than medium priced. I do that because I only see 24 in the dining room and 24 in the patio. Now, the combination of my redoing a style of show business in a restaurant has turned the trick, because I go out and I turn on like I was interviewing them at the Chinese, you know, I say hi, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's I'm using show business and all the tactics that I learned and all the gimmicks that I learned, and I'm applying it not only to food but to personality around the place. You'll notice my waiters, they're all different. I have a colored girl, I have a Mexican boy, I have a boy from Belgium. I dress him any way I can, and they create an atmosphere, too. And my wife is out there working. Did you notice it?
I sure did. Now, do you ever plan to be George Fisher gourmet restaurants all over the world, or do you...
No, that I can tell you definitely. Remember, Bob, that we have been in radio, you and I, a long time. I've been in 25 years, and I didn't start when I was 10. So I moved into this restaurant affair when I was 50. And I fully expect at the age of 60 to have a couple of sons out here doing this. And if they wish to expand, they're welcome. I just want this to go for them and for our families. And if we're lucky, we will do that. We're not out of the woods yet. This is a tough town.
This is KNX and KNX-FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles.